Monroe County Commissioner Amanda Barge spoke out this morning against allegations of sexual harassment made against her last week. Former county government contractor Brandon Drake accused Barge of harassment in a March 26th article in the Indiana Daily Student. Monroe County contracted with Drake to develop Monroe County Pathways, a resource line for people experiencing addiction. In the IDS article, Drake stated he couldn't deny Barge's advances because he was afraid she would destroy his career. Barge has served as a Monroe County Commissioner since 2016. She announced a run against incumbent Bloomington Mayor John Hamilton earlier this year. Barge suspended campaigning for Bloomington Mayor last week after Drake's allegations were published, but she will still appear on primary ballots in May. Speaking in this morning's commissioner's meeting, Barge framed herself as among those who have, quote, walked through fire and come out stronger, unquote.
The allegations that were made against me were false. I didn't sexually harass Mr. Drake, nor did I hold his livelihood over his head. In fact, true to who I am and have always been, I worked hard to help the program be successful and help Mr. Drake succeed because we believed in the program. Sadly for all, the article included misinformation and didn't tell the complete story. I have been and will continue to provide information to show facts to the otherwise. As commissioner, I think it's important to say that I suspended my campaign because I needed time with my family, not because I'm guilty of those allegations. I continue to have compassion for everyone that was involved in this story, and that includes Mr. Drake. And yet, I'm sorry to my community for the personal decisions that I made during a difficult time in my family's personal life. You have my word that I will get up every day and work at being the best mom, best commissioner, and best partner I can be.
Barge called on Monroe County government to have conversations about protections for all county government employees and contractors. Now, following last week's IDS article, Monroe County's legal department issued a public statement detailing Drake's business relationship with the county. This morning, Commissioner Lee Jones read a new statement from the county's legal department, providing an explanation for why the previous statement had not addressed Drake's allegations.
Mr. Drake has never made any complaint or claim to Monroe County government regarding sexual harassment. Monroe County government has not reviewed, been made aware of, or received any evidence that demonstrates harassment or illegal behavior by any of its elected officials or employees. Several months after the contracts ended, Mr. Drake spoke with a reporter from the Indiana Daily Student, made his allegations of harassment, and provided the IDS with materials that he believes supports his allegations. The IDS published selected portions of these materials. The county believes that the selected materials, while personally embarrassing to Commissioner Barge, do not support Mr. Drake's allegations of harassment and certainly had no bearing on the county's decision to end its relationship with Mr. Drake. If Mr. Drake believes otherwise, he is free to seek any legal remedy he believes to be available.
In last week's IDS article, Drake stated, when it comes to sexual harassment or other misconduct, the considerations given to county employees are not in place for independent contractors. This morning, Bloomington Black Lives Matter announced they are calling for Barge to resign from the Monroe County Commissioners. In their open letter calling for Barge's resignation, the Corps Council stated they're also calling on county government to revise its policies for contracted employees.